Harper Audio presents Falling into Bed with a Duke by Lorraine Heath, performed by Helen Lloyd and Rich Cope. Prologue. On the night of the 15th of November, one of the most horrific disasters in British railway history occurred when a passenger train collided head-on with a train transporting flammable goods. Several cars were instantly engulfed in a fireball of orange flames. It is impossible to adequately describe the horrendous carnage of mangled bodies, impaled and dismembered travellers, and blackened corpses. 27 souls were lost. Reported in The Times, 1858. As the coach rattled over the rough, uneven road, Nicholson Lambert, the recently anointed Duke of Ashbury, stared at the passing landscape that was as bleak and dreary as his soul. He felt hollow, empty, as though at any moment his body would simply crumple in on itself and cease to exist. He didn't know how much longer he could continue to breathe, to carry on, to...
"Don't touch me,"
the Earl of Grayling, sitting across from him, demanded. Nicky glanced over in time to see the Earl's twin, Edward, shove on his brother's shoulder. The Earl pushed back. Edward slapped at him. The Earl scrambled onto the seat, resting on his knees, his new position giving him height, as he made a fist, brought his arm back. "That's enough now, lads," Mr. Beckwith said, quickly setting aside the book he'd been reading and lurching.